Hey Tinkers, it's Coop here, and today I want to talk about following your bliss. Because when you get to the Tinker stage, you have a little bit of freedom, and you have a little bit of extra money, and you are building wealth, but you're also thinking about what you want to do with the rest of your life. Now, Joseph Campbell might be a new source to some of you. Some of you might have heard of his work in The Hero's Journey, but that was really maybe about 1% of Joseph Campbell's life work. And when Joseph was teaching at a local college, I think it was Sarah Lawrence, his students would often ask him, given everything that you've taught us about mythology and finding the heaven within you, what should we actually do with our lives? And his answer was really simple. It was follow your bliss. Now, when I first heard him say this, I thought it was kind of trite. Like, that's overly simple. But over time, I came to see the genius in this because it is so simple. And following your bliss isn't about avoiding responsibility or chasing pleasure. It's not about hedonism. It's about doing the thing that makes you feel fully alive. Now, I also call that art. So if you're not familiar with Joseph Campbell, he was a professor of literature. He was known for his work in comparative mythology and the concept of the hero's journey. And his philosophy of follow your bliss was about aligning your life with the activities and pursuits that bring you the deepest fulfillment. It's in the doing of art and discovering what your art actually is. Now, a lot of people misinterpret this, but Campbell was pointing to something much deeper. It was finding purpose in the work that excites you, even if it doesn't seem like the most practical thing or the most lucrative thing right now. So this morning, I was giving some career advice to my son and my nephew, and I told them both, follow your bliss, because they were both looking at changing courses in college or changing courses in high school and having a tough time deciding. And both of them kind of pushed back, and they both said something like, well, we can't just do whatever we feel like for the rest of our lives. And they thought that having a traditional job was necessary to justify their existence, to feel secure, or to make good on their parents' sacrifices. And this is what I told them. I said, doing art is the path to heaven, because heaven is within you. And there's a lot more to this, right? I could share a dozen books on the topic. But doing art is actually the path to fulfillment, not just on your own potential and promise, but on all of the generations that have come before you. We live at this unique time in history where we have more free time and more wealth than we've ever had. Art should be what we do with that. Five generations ago, the Coopers and the Rowlandsons, my wife's family, were living in extreme poverty somewhere else. And it was bad enough that they were willing to board ships with no money or promises. They just said, oh, it can't be much worse than this. And they got on the ship and they came to Canada. And four generations ago, their kids joined the army in exchange for land, or they took menial jobs in coal mines to stay alive and keep their kids fed. And three generations ago, those kids, my grandparents, worked till the day they died. They made it through wars and the Depression, and they tried to save enough to put their kids into college. And two generations ago, my parents, their grandparents, worked their whole lives punching the clock and waiting for retirement to have a little bit of wealth and create an opportunity for me to go out and make more wealth. And now, Mom and I have built enough wealth to let you guys do whatever you want. You don't need to go get a normal job. Doing art is not just an acceptable path for you, it's the fruit of a very old tree. And through history, the artists were the fruit of the society's trees. The culture paid the artists, or they had, you know, the Medici family as hosts, or they wrote a song every day for the king. They had sponsors. They explored on boats, or they did science, or they painted. Art today sometimes has too narrow of a scope. It's really the discovery process, discovering the external world, or the internal world too. And it's the most important thing we do as humans. It's the thing that actually makes us human and separates us from animals. Doing art, pursuing your bliss, it's not a waste, it's the point. Now, here's how this applies to you as a tinker. For many in our group, our art is coaching. It doesn't mean we're the best coach in the world. It means that we are in flow state when we're coaching. We love the process of coaching. We love the doing more than we really even love the outcome. We love coaching, but as we've grown our business, maybe we've stepped away from it. We've backed off the gym floor, and now some of us feel guilty about stepping back into a coaching role. we might think, oh, it's a step backward. I've evolved. I've overcome this. I'm not working for a living anymore. You know, my job is the CEO. But here's the difference. Before, we had to coach to make money, and now we don't. It means that coaching can become an art instead of a job. And doing the art is the point, not the outcome. The business supports us financially, and now we can coach just for the pursuit of joy. We can follow our bliss and coach, but we don't have to. Now, for others in this group, business is our art. We love growing our business. We like working on the business instead of in it. And when we do, that's when we get into flow state. We can talk about business. We can think about business. We can get lost in our business for hours. And expanding our business is our bliss. And for even others in our group, mentoring people is our bliss. We love helping people. And we've moved beyond coaching fitness, and now we're going to coach business. And we feel most alive when we help other business owners grow. And when we share our lessons and our stories and we solve problems and we give each other these epiphanies and we guide them, that's when we're in our bliss. That's our art. That's us doing art through mentorship. And of course, there are people in Tinker who will find their bliss elsewhere. They might find their bliss playing music or coaching kids soccer or writing or tutoring or being a big brother or running AA meetings or diving into their spiritual practice. And all of these are valid paths. The key is that as long as your business is thriving and your family is secure and you've built both of those things, then you have the ultimate opportunity to follow your bliss. You've created what I've called the golden age. Other times I've called it the zenith zones, where you've got all of this time freedom that your parents didn't have and your grandparents didn't have and their parents couldn't even dream about. And their parents, it wasn't even a concept in their mind. But now you have it. And what do you do with it? You pursue your bliss. You went through growth stage to build a gym that can pay you one time. You're going through tinker phase to build a platform that will provide for you and your family for the rest of your life. And now what you do with it is maybe the question that you're asking. And my advice to you is follow your bliss. Following your bliss doesn't mean abandoning responsibility. It means using the freedom you've built to do meaningful, fulfilling work. And whether that's coaching or growing your business further or mentoring others or something completely different, the point isn't the outcome. The point is to do the work that lights you up. So what's your art? What's the path to bliss for you? What's the thing that you would do even if nobody paid you? That is the path to fulfillment. That's the path to heaven. And heaven is within us. And following our bliss is what leads us there. Thanks for listening. I would love to know in the Tinker group, what's your bliss? What's the work that makes you feel most alive? I'd love to hear about it.